Authorities in Haiti say they want schools there back in session by the end of the month. Our next story shows why that goal may be out of reach. First, only about 20% of Haiti's schools escaped the earthquake, and some school campuses have been turned into makeshift camps for the homeless. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
16-year-old Marco Angelo Bell is playing soccer with classmates on the campus of the St. Louis de Gonzague Catholic School in Del Mar, a town just outside the capital. But the game isn't a part of a physical education class or recess. Since the January 12th earthquake, these boys have been living on the school grounds in tents with their families.
Director say school is for much. No prevention.
He wants to get back to class, but he's also worried because officials have told the thousands of families camped here that they must leave this week. Marco says his home was destroyed and his old neighborhood is unlivable. There are two collapsed schools nearby. It's smelly, he says, and they haven't cleared the rubble. His mother, Marlene Delanois, is preparing dinner on a charcoal stove. She says they will obey the government's instructions.
I'm leaving.
To where?
To go where? Where God send me?
The UN estimates 2.5 million Haitian children don't have access to schools and that 5,000 schools were damaged or destroyed by the earthquake. Local governments are trying to assess the extent of the damage to their education system. On Friday, city officials in Del Mar set up a table outside the municipal palace to take stock of the local schools. Principals lined up to complete paperwork describing the condition of their buildings and staff and how many students they teach. Vice Principal Frank John Baptiste came looking for answers.
Day after day, many parents come to know what we are going to do.
And what do you tell them?
It's out to you.
So, exactly, I say, I don't know.
The city of Del Mar is waiting on the central government, says Administrator Emmanuel Maynard.
The government is very low.
The government is very low.
The education ministry was destroyed in the earthquake and is not back up and running. For now, Maynard says the city will try to consolidate schools into whatever buildings are still usable, like the sprawling campus at St. Louis Gonzague, now packed with thousands of Haiti's homeless.
Nous allons évacuer les gens.
We are going to evacuate people.
Pour les localiser sur un autre site.
To localize them on another site.
Donc au lieu d'un centre d'hébergement de sinistrés, nous allons héberger des écoles.
Instead of a center of shelter for victims, we are going to shelter school instead.
How can you come with strong arms and bulldozers to move us out? It will not make us happy.
Daphne Josepha and her uncle live in a two-room tent donated by a humanitarian group. She's put rugs on the floor and keeps salvage supplies from her destroyed beauty salon stacked neatly in a corner.
I like it. It looks like a house. We live well in it.
She understands that the school needs its property back, but says there's a growing sense of frustration here that the government doesn't have a plan for the millions like her left homeless.
The government must take responsibility. Earthquakes happen all over the world, but they never caused this much destruction. Why haven't they done anything for us in January 12? Why haven't they done anything for us?
On the other side of the camp, Elizabeth Louis doesn't have a tent. The mother of five has fashioned a shelter from tree limbs, linens, and plastic bags. A lace-trimmed floral sheet is the door. Inside, her bed is cardboard stacked atop concrete blocks to keep her off the mud when it rains. Louis says at least if you had a tent, you can search for a place. I'm scared, she says, because I'm taking a lot of kids and I don't know where I'm going. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.